Growing up, I never knew a relaxed woman. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, and maybe you have seen that floating around the internet. It's this paragraph post on social media that I've seen a handful of times that says, growing up, I never knew a relaxed woman. And it talks about how there were busy women, and there were stressed women, and there were emotional women, and there were really high-achieving women, and there were professional women, but they didn't know a relaxed woman. And when I think about that, I think that it's probably pretty true for me. My mom always had a lot going on. When we would have social gatherings that my parents hosted, a lot of different things, my mom would always be super stressed out. I was close to my aunt, but there was also a lot of stress there. And I wouldn't say she was a relaxed woman. And I love that awareness, because I know, and you probably know this too, that the calmer you are, the more clearly you think. And yet, we don't see a lot of examples of relaxed women. Or we don't see a lot of examples of people who are high achieving, productive, goal-oriented, and also relaxed. And so that is something that I've really become passionate about creating for my own life and modeling for my kids and modeling in my community. You know, I think it's powerful to be a model in your community. Whether you have kids or not, you can certainly be a model for things, but I really want it most for myself. And it's interesting, today as this episode airs, this is the 1 year anniversary of my twins being discharged from the NICU after an almost 3.5 month stay there. And it's so easy to not be calm as a parent, to just find one thing after another to worry about. And then you factor in work, and you factor in finances, and you factor in marriage, and you factor in the state of the world and all the things that you want to do. And I believe that we can be goal-oriented, and we can take impeccable care of ourselves and also be calm. We don't have to be stressful and judgmental and anxious ever. We can be calm and handle what life throws our way when it's hard. We can be goal-oriented and also be calm. We can be social and happy and enthusiastic about life and also be calm. So if this idea resonates with you, I want you to start to think about what does that look like for you? What does it look like to be calm, and also all the other things you want to be? Calm and passionate, calm and productive, calm and connected, calm and goal-oriented, calm and high-achieving. What does that look like? What needs to go? What needs to go, and what support do you need to put in place so that you can get better every day in every way at being calm? Because the calmer you are, the clearer you think, the better decisions you make, the better outcomes you have. And I look forward to defying this notion that I never knew a calm woman. I'll see you tomorrow.